Okay, this week's parsha is Vayakel Pekudei. So it says, Vayakel Moshe et kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, v'yomer aleihem, Eila advarim, v'shetziv Hashem l'asos osam. Sheishis yamim teyaseh b'locho, v'yom ashvi yelachem kodesh haba shabason, Hashem kol haseh bo m'locho yumas. So the Torah starts off with the mitzvah Shabbos. So Moshe is speaking to the Klal Yisrael. He starts off with the mitzvah of Shabbos, and then from Shabbos he moves on to the mitzvah of the Mishkan. So the Shem Yishmuel makes note that in Parshas Vayakel, when Moshe speaks to the Jewish people, he starts off with the mitzvah of Shabbos, and then from Shabbos he goes to what? To the Mishkan. But in Parshas Kisisa, in the Parsha from before, on page 4, in Parshas Kisisa, on page 4, it says, Rei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzal Ben Uri Ben Chur L'Mate Yehuda. It starts off with the Melech Kas HaMishkan, and then later on, page 7, it goes to Shabbos. So again, so when Hashem says to Moshe to what about the Mishkan, first he's mitzvah on the Mishkan, and then he's mitzvah on Shabbos. But then when Moshe speaks to the people, he doesn't follow the same paradigm, the order that Hashem used. He first speaks about Shabbos and then the Mishkan. So what changed? How come when Hashem initially, in Parshas Kisisa, last week's Parsha, when he speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, he speaks about the Mishkan first and then Shabbos? And then when Moshe tells it over to the people, he changes the order. Shabbos first, and then the Mishkan. And that is the Ha'ara that the Shem Yishmuel has here on page 14. Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. V'yom ha'shvi'i yelachem kodesh shubra shehikdim Masar Shabbos Latziva Melechas HaMishkan Lomar She'en Adoch HaShabbos. Yesh Mishabodin Latziva Hashem Yisbarach HaMoshe Higdei Melechas HaMishkan LaShabbos Vada En Adoch HaShabbos Yalfinan Me'ach Uvutzavas Moshe L'Yisrael Higdei Shabbos V'lam Hashina Moshe Es HaSeina. So that's the question. Why did Moshe change the order? So he wants to develop an idea based on a Gemara in Shabbos on page 13. Where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna. Haya Mahalech. Bamidbar, the any day a Mosai Shabbos. Somebody's walking in the desert, and he doesn't know what day it is, and they don't have any way of figuring it out. So he's lost. So what should he do? When should he keep Shabbos? So the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion says Mona Shisha Yomim uMishamer Yom Echad. One opinion says so let him count 6 days. And then he'll keep Shabbos. Now, is that really Shabbos? Not necessarily, probably not. I mean, right? He's just taking, okay, I don't know what Shabbos is, and I have no one to find out, so okay, so I'll declare today Sunday. And then, okay. So that stam requires clarification in halachic terms. And when we learned the sugya of international dateline, we discussed this. But the other opinion says, Chiyabar Rav Omer Mishamar Yom Echad Umona Shisha. That no. If you don't know what Shabbos is, you know what you should say? Today's Shabbos, and then you count 6 days. Starting tomorrow, and then that'll be the next Shabbos, etc. So you have two opinions. One Gemara says, one opinion says, whichever day you lost count, so you start, say today's Sunday, and you count 6 days to Shabbos. And the other opinion says, no, you say that today is Shabbos, and then you count 6 days after that. And the Gemara says, what's the two opinions based on? The Mike and Biflugi. Mar Sover ki bar yoso shel olam, u'mar Sover ka adam rishon. As we say, we follow the paradigm of creation. So creation, you had the first day was created, the second day, Shabbos came at the end. What do you follow the paradigm of man? Because when man was created, so then right away was Shabbos. He was created on Friday, and right away was Shabbos. So from the perspective of man, Shabbos is first and then the 6 days. From the perspective of the other perspective, the 6 days and then Shabbos. So he says like this, on page 15. This is a fascinating idea. So he says like this, Ach Yuvan, al pi ma shekvar amarti b'shem kvod kudush et avi admor zatzal. Perish divrei Ashas Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna, haya mahalach b'midbar v'enu yodei imosei Shabbos. Mona shisha yom mishamri yom echa. Chiyah barav omer mishamri yom echa v'umona shisha. V'omer huzal, so he says that his father, Yavni Nezer, says, Shabbos yesh bo shtei b'chinus. There are two aspects to Shabbos. Mashu achar yimei ha-maisa v'ha-shlom aleim. In other words, Shabbos is the day after the 6 days. B'meila, it's mashlim the 6 days, and whatever you do towards the 6 days is l'kovet Shabbos, is to bolster Shabbos. So the 6 days are a preparation for Shabbos. But then there's another aspect of Shabbos, and that's the 6 days that follow Shabbos. And that means that Shabbos has a hashpah on the next 6 days. So on one hand, the 6 days of the week are hachana for Shabbos. On the other hand, they're influenced by Shabbos. Like the famous Zohar that says, Kol berchosa deleilu latosa b'yom ha-shvi talyan. That all the bracha in the world we're going to get from the previous Shabbos. Whatever bracha we have today, it was already in the previous Shabbos spilled forth the bracha. So that is the shayla. So he says, so these are the two aspects. That we prepare for Shabbos, and then we are beneficiaries of what Shabbos has to offer for the future. So he says, like this. So Shabbos. Oh, so the question is: so why? So now, getting back to the original question, why sometimes the Mishkan is first, and sometimes Shabbos is first? So he says like this. See, sometimes we need Shabbos to help us, strengthen us, right? and sometimes we put in to bolster the Shabbos. So, Parshas Kisisa is what? At least, is the Parsha of the Chet HaEgel happened there. Right? So, once there was a Chet HaEgel, then Klal Yisrael were very much shaken up. You know, that Chet was the Meshech Chacham says, it was the paradigm Avera in Adam L'Makom. So, whenever a person has a Chet, then he has to be strengthened. So, Shabbos is a day that gives us vitality. It energizes us for whatever we have to do in the future. So, Mamela, he explains like this, that take a look at page 17. The bottom paragraph on the right. Ulfi ha'omor yuvan had the betziva Hashem Yisbarach ha'malechas ha'mishkan hiktiv ha'mishkan v'shabbos. When Hashem was mitzave, that was in Parshas Kisisa, so the Mishkan came first. Dinya HaMishkan, what does the Mishkan represent? Anyone who learned in Yoni Shabbos, so Mishkan represents the Lamatas Malachas. That is the Lamatas Malachas we learn out from the Mishkan. And the whole idea is brought down that the Lamatas Malachas are connected to the Lamatas Kololos that the Nochash caused when he caused Adam to sin. So he says, "Vitziva Hashem Yisbach." When Hashem commanded Parshas Kisitza, that was before Chet HaEgel. Hakodem Chet HaEgel, Mechina Shabbos, Sha'achah Yemei HaMaisa. Aval Btzavas Moshe LiYisrael, Sha'achah Chet HaEgel, Sha'Mechina Shabbos, Kodem Yemei HaMaisa. Shenitulam Koch Vichamay Vruch Nadiv Tisbechem. So he says like this. That Hashem created, Hashem was mitzav in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan is to create a world. In other words, to take away the klolos that were created originally when the Nachash caused Adam Rishon to sin. So we have a Mishkan to take away, we have Lamates Malachas to take away the Lamates Klolos. And then we'll have Shechina. Ein Shabbos Acher Yimei HaMaisa. So basically you have the Mishkan, you have the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is helping us is the Lamates Malachas, and that's going to cause us Shabbos Acher Yimei HaMaisa. So, as B'tziva Hashem Yisbarach HaMalechas HaMishkan, Hayakodem Chet HaEgel, because before the Chet HaEgel, so we were the strong people. We were strong. So Mamela, our avoda during the 6 days was strong to give us took the clothes were gone, and we can do our avoda cover Shabbos, and we're bolstering Shabbos, so to speak. So that's the Parshas Kisisa. Because before the Chereigel, he's not part of Parshas Kisisa. But once we get to Vayakal Pekudei, so that was after the Chet HaEgel. That was Shabbos. Shehaya Bechida Shabbos Shekodim Yimei HaMaisa Shenita Lam Koch Be HaShemayim Ruch Adidu Tisvachim Man Yem Bechida Chol Tablasas HaMishkan. Okay, Nichtav Shabbos Kodim Melechas HaMishkan. Because after the Chet HaEgel, right, so then we weren't vitalized. So we needed what? We needed Shabbos. What? To mechazek themselves. And Mamela, so he says that Moshe Yisrael, when it was after the Chet HaEgel, Shaya Achar Chet HaEgel, Shaya Mechidus Shabbos Shekodim Yimei HaMaisa. I mean, because after the Chet HaEgel, so our Yimei HaMaisa were very schwach. So we needed Shabbos to energize ourselves. Before the Chet HaEgel, we, so to speak, energized the Shabbos. Because whatever we do during the 6 days before Shabbos, we give a chias to Shabbos. The whole week is like the covered Shabbos. The Ramban says that's why the mitzvah, Zochas Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho, is when? The whole week. That's why we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. That's the mitzvah's essay, the Ramban says. That's why Rabbi Badi writes in one of his tshuvas that he feels that Me'ikar Adin, I mean, we do this anyway, that on Shabbos you don't really have to say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. Because the whole idea is to remember Shabbos during the week. On Shabbos, you say, that's Shabbos. Okay, we do it anyway. I'm not telling you not to do. But that's the point. So the point being, we're always focusing towards Shabbos, we're revitalizing Shabbos. So before the Chet HaEgel, we were on that Madrega, that our Achias, we put into, the covered Shabbos, that, so to speak, vitalized the Shabbos. After the Chet HaEgel, that was in Parsha's Vayakel, in this week's Parsha, we have to start off with Shabbos, because Shabbos, we need Shabbos to revitalize ourselves. We need Shabbos to revitalize ourselves. And that's the idea of Shabbos. And it's interesting, in the Parshas Pekudei, it says, Vateichel kol avodos mishkan ol moed. So literally it means, Vateichel means what? Finished. The whole avoda of the mishkan finished. Vateichel. Vayichel olkim. But the cause of, in the Sefer Ava Sholom of Menachem Mendel Kosov, he says Vateichel also has another connotation. That Vayichal means Loshen Kolso, Kolos Nefesh. It means yearning. It means yearning. I'm yearning for something. Vayichal Lokim. So what am I yearning for? Page 21, top left. Vayichal Lokim Bayom HaShvi, Perish. Means everyone is yearning towards Shabbos. So here it means it's yearning towards what? To receive the hashpa of Shabbos. But it also can mean, like the Rambam says, like Rabbi Goldberg spoke about this last Shabbos, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, what does V'shomru mean? From the Pasuk in Vayeshev. V'oviv shomar es ha-dover. What does it mean? He anticipated. Shomar means to anticipate it coming. So the Kolos Nefesh works in both ways, the two aspects of Shabbos. The Sheshes Yomim before Shabbos, that we're yearning for Shabbos, and what? And after Shabbos, we're yearning to receive the Hashpah of Shabbos. But Shabbos is the day that, so it has two aspects. The Shabbos after the Sheshes Yomei Breishis, because every Shabbos is between two weeks. So Shabbos gets the Hashpah of the previous Sheshes, what we put in. That's how it's mashpi on us. Kol HaTorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yochel V'Shabbos. And then the Shabbos that precedes, and the two Shabbosim are dependent upon where we hold. Sometimes we're in the Madrega and we energize the Shabbos, and sometimes we need the Shabbos to energize us. So that's how the Shemi Shmuel explains why the two Parshias in Vayakal Bakudei Shabbos is first, because we needed Shabbos, we were in a low Madrega, we need Shabbos to energize us. In Kisisa, that part of Kisisa that was before the Chet HaEgel, it was speaking about the Sheshes Yomei Breishis, which is the Mishkan, represents the Sheshes Yomei Breishis, because that's the Labates Melachos that you do during the week, and that's going to energize the Shabbos, because we are in the Madrega that we can energize the Shabbos. And that's the idea, that that a person has to be constantly in a mode of bikush. Whereas in life, you can't just be placent. You want a mavake, you're a mavakish. You're looking forward to something. You're looking forward to Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you're looking forward to the previous Shabbos. After Shabbos, it's all a question of, you know, being mishtokeg, being looking forward to something. And that gives meaning. And I think this week is Parshas Parah, and we say, the pasuk says, "Amarti chachma v'hi rechoka mimeni." That the whole idea of chachma is the bikush chachma. You know, like Rav Goldberg Zatzal, Rosh Shiv used to say in the Gemara in Brachos, "Eina kadosh brachu nosei chachma elamishi yeshbo chachma." The funny Chazal, Hakadosh Baruch Hu only gives chachma to the person what? Who has Chochmah. So the Rav Goldberg Zatzal asked, so how do you get, of course, Rav Chaim Volozhin, so how do you get the original Chochmah? If Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu knows Chochmah, El Misha Yeshbo Chochmah. So Rav Goldberg Zatzal used to speak about it. So how do you get the original Chochmah? So he used to say, the original Chochmah is the bikush to have Chochmah, is the desire, the yearning for it. That the fact that you're smart enough to yearn for that, that's a Chochmah. And that's the original Chachma. And that's, so, see, people, you know, I always say over the Tzfas Emes, I heard this from my old man years ago, the Tzfas Emes says on the Pasuk, Me'ashpas Yom Evyon. Evyon is an Oni. Why is he called an Evyon? Because Evyon means a needy person. He needs, he wants. So a lot of times, our needs, our wants, are what? In the Ashpa. What do we want? We're looking forward for this car, and this crazy thing, all different things that people really don't need in life, but they're so fixated on it. So we say to Hashem, take our desires, me'ashpos, and take it out of the ashpa. Me'ashpos yorim evyon, and put it, that our desires should be something that's meaningful. Be meaningful in life. Me'ashpos yorim evyon. So that's the idea, that our whole life is before Shabbos and after Shabbos. And our whole life has to be yearning for that. We shouldn't like rush out Shabbos. That's why you want to keep long Shabbos. You should keep long Shabbos. Some people, they're rushing. You know, some shuls, if the Shalosh Shudas goes a second longer, the people are already grumbling. You know, we've got to get because they don't appreciate, if they know 1% of the Kedusha, of what Shabbos impacts the world and impacts you, they wouldn't want to leave Shabbos. They wouldn't want to leave Shabbos. So that's the Hishtokus, Vayichal Elokim, that's Vayichal Es HaMolocha, Kolsa, Hishtokus. And that's why you have to have Hishtokus for Chochmah. And that's Shlomo HaMelech says, I have Hishtokus for Chochmah, but I still don't understand Parah Aduma, Hi Rechoka Mimenu. But I'm still in that mode of trying to be Mishtokik for Chochmah. because the mishtoikik for good things. Me'ashmos yorim evyon. But in the world today, people don't have proper values. So what are they mishtoikik for? Mishtoikik for things that are not meaningful, things that are fleeting. But in life, you do a mitzvah, you do a chesed, small things, you mishtoikik, you know, for good things of importance, things for meaning, you can help people, you can do for people, all different things, so to learn more. And that's what our life is about. Our life, we're always looking forward to the next Shabbos. You know, like I always hear, you know, in this community, you know, try to invite people for Shabbos, you got to get them at the beginning of the week. Because by Tuesday already, you know, you won't find anybody. So except for the Bachrim, you know, then they can call you Friday afternoon that they still. But, you know, but a lot of people, you want to invite people Sunday morning, you got to learn Mishtoikik for the next Shabbos. And then when you're having Shabbos, you should realize that that's going to affect me, you know, for the next week. I'll tell you a story. I've said this before, but I don't know if I said it this year. You know, the famous Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe once said, they asked him, he was in a community. So he said, you know, Rebbe, you're leaving soon, the community. So who are we going to go to for a bracha? Who are we going to go to for a bracha? So the Rebbe said, I'll tell you. When I leave the community, to go to shul in the morning, you see when somebody's putting on tefillin, they take their shirt home, and they see numbers on somebody's arm, that's who you go to for a bracha. That's who you go to for a bracha. Someone who went through whatever they went through and still is a mamim, putting on tefillin, that's who you can go to for a bracha. So there was a man that used to live, he used to sit next to me in shul in Brooklyn. So I always was machpid that every Motzai Shabbos I got a bracha from him. Because for the next week, I should have a good vach from this man. So that should be a bracha for me for the coming week. So finally, it was the Shabbos of my ofruf. And I was getting married that Monday night, and I was very excited to get my bracha from this man. And sure enough, the Shabbos was over, and I was looking for the man. He wasn't there! And I had someone, for some reason, he was an older man, so that he wasn't there. So I had someone take me to his house to make sure not to lose that bracha. Because, you know, especially the week of your wedding, you want to have the bracha of Shabbos before. You want to have, especially to have such a bracha, what the Satmar Rebbe told us, that this is such a important thing. So I made sure. Happens to be that Rav Scheinberg, as I saw, was also in Brooklyn, that I got from him also. But it's... You shouldn't. No, these things are very important. Emunah, Shtokkus, Shabbos, and you should take advantage of Shabbos. And now they're changing the clock. I mean, Shabbos is always the same amount of time, but it's how we perceive it. You know, which part of the now they have the long Shabbos. I mean, the ones in the winter are the same. You know, so the long Shabbos, you should make them even longer. You know, and never rush through Shabbos. Enjoy every minute. Realize the kedusha. Be mishtoikek lakras Shabbos. Like the Rambam says, you're supposed to, you know, look like you're looking at the window for a guest to come. That's how you're supposed to be mitzapa for the Shabbos. And realize that the Shabbos is don't be skimpy on the Shabbos, because it's the generator for the next week. And that's the two aspects of Shabbos. The Shabbos before the Sheish Yisim Mei Bereishis, and the Shabbos after the Sheish Yisim Mei Bereishis. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoche to get to Shabbos properly, and to be able to mishtokik beforehand, and mishtokik after. And with that, we should have a meaningful life every week. The Shabbos comes every week. It's not like other things. Every week Shabbos comes. Gevaldik, we have such opportunities. That's what the Gemara says. Shabbos is what? Matana Tova. Whatever it is called, Matana Tova. It's a great deal. Nothing better. As Hashem, we should all be zoika in the proper way.